Stephen Kuntz, Deep Black, Biowar. Written by Stephen Kuntz and Jim DeFelice. Chapter 1. Athens, New York, was founded in the great rush of enthusiasm following the Revolutionary War, when Americans first came to understand that their destiny in the world involved more than religion and capitalism. Its inhabitants saw the experiment in freedom and democracy as a link with the great Greek and Roman republics, which had produced not merely riches or military might, though both were important, but intellectual and artistic achievements unparalleled in human history. The men and women who settled in upstate New York were as optimistic as any. If, like the majority of their countrymen, their lives tended more toward hard scrabble than polished marble, they nonetheless were aimed in the right direction. This Dr. James Keegan firmly believed, and had told Charlie Dean often. It was why he had decided to relocate to the small town, buying and restoring a dilapidated Federal-period house perched precariously on a cliff just off the main drag. He could see the Hudson River from his porch. He would sit there some nights and gaze at the glittering reflections in the distance, reminding himself of man's potential and nature's power. Or so he told Charlie. Dean tolerated his friend's starry-eyed philosophizing for two reasons. One, he'd known Keegan just about all of his life, and even though they hardly saw each other more than once or twice a year, still counted him among his best friends. Two, he figured Keegan meant pretty much everything he said, whether or not Dean understood it, and most of what the microbiologist said, Dean didn't understand. Keegan and Dean had grown up together in Missouri in the late 1950s and early 60s. While in many ways the two men could not be more different, their friendship had endured the many twists and turns of their convoluted and complicated lives.